Epilogue.
Curse me.
Celine stood with her acolytes, rubbing the wrist that had the band of negation on it. Her dark brows were furrowed. Her face was swollen. She'd taken the beating of a lifetime in order to fool Nath Dragon, but he had turned the tables on her. He had failed to take the life of the innocent.
There's no way he'll be turned.
She took a seat inside the tent and said,
"Secure that treasure and leave me."
The men and women scurried away. Nalzer's band of negation did work, but she had full control of it. She always had full control of everything, except Nath Dragon.
Blast his white scales.
They seemed even whiter now. What he had, anyway. But she'd only had a glimpse recently. He'd come to visit, but she'd pretend to be sleeping, and the clerics would hurry him away. She ran her fingers along a jagged gash on her forehead and smiled.
I actually took a beating for that man, that dragon. What have I become?
The plan had failed. Had it succeeded, she was certain Nath would have remained by her side forever, and that there was no way Balzerth would have been able to stop them. Nelsonbor would have been theirs. The Mountain of Doom would have been their palace. Her fantasies had evaporated, however. Her body ached as she sighed. Soon, Gorn Gratik would be calling, and Nath Dragon would have to die.